You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Western time, that's Pacific time, or 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are also syndicated on the following. We've got iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, Sirius XM Radio, and now we are distributed by Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, Art 19, Global Music, 5050 Global Music Inc., and Art 19 Media. Shout out to Sony. Thank you. What's up? Shout out to iHeartRadio and all our fans over there. And of course, all our LA Talk Radio fans, shout out to you. We are here for another exciting week. We are Jenny and the Muse. The Muse is on a food run. Anyway, Jennifer DeVoe Muse and James Muse, aka Jenny and the Muse. We've got Kate Myers, aka China Myers, in the house, radio host. We are missing one person, which is Derek Webb this week. He's our fitness trainer and 5-minute health segment that we do at the beginning of the show every week. Shout out to Derek Webb and hope everything is all right at home. We manage the following bands or artists. We have through Get Real Global Artist Management, Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, that's a female fronted Black Sabbath tribute. We have Don Marlowe, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Jane's Addicted, which is a female-fronted Jane's Addiction tribute. We have Ozzy Train, which is a female-fronted Ozzy Osbourne tribute band during the Randy Rhoads era of his career. We have Mortis the Devil's Reject and the Mortis Doll Dancers. We've got actress Lillian Sin. You can check her out in an upcoming movie, which is just a little teaser. It's going to have Nicolas Cage in it, as well as many, many other amazing people like Michael Madsen, James Earl Jones, and a huge cast. More and more big actors are being added to the movie. So very excited about that. We've also got Lady Cinder. We have Cleaver, a hard rock band, progressive rock band from Santiago, Chile. They were on our show last week. Go check out the episode for that. We've also got Fallen Fury, metal band from San Luis Obispo, California. Burn the Ships, their new metal out of Bakersfield, California. Berserk, Hollywood Nightmare, their metalcore band out of the Los Angeles area. Berserk is out of the LA area. We've got the Borderline Radio Show with radio hosts Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine. They are coming in from Italy, so we're very excited to have them on board as well. They play the best in trap, hip hop, and dance music. We've also got Derek Webb, actor and producer, and now radio host. We've got Band of Family from Bakersfield, California. Shout out to hard rock band Band of Family. Check their music out. Amazing stuff. If you'd like to book them for one of your shows or any of these bands, give me a shout out. Just hit me up, Jennifer DeVoe Muse, on Facebook, also on Instagram. And you can check us out all over the place. Hit me up on my Jenny's Real Talk on the Block page, wherever. We're here for everything. We've also got Wicked Star. They're a hard rock band out of L.A. And, of course, China Myers, author from Pennsylvania. And we now also have Boffy. Check him out. He is a freak show performer, and he does, like, fire shows and all kinds of other crazy stuff. And then we have now Vocals. who has just done a song with Run DMC. He has also performed with Star Daddy on our roster, and he's been with a whole lot of other people, and he was on American Idol. He's been everywhere, so check him out. And of course, shout out to all of our band, all of our bars that we work with. Hope to be working with again soon as well. Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. Shout out to owners Mark and Angie Cordova. Petey's Place in Tarzana, California. Owner Petey Bartello. Universal Bar and Grill. That's in North Hollywood, California. Owner Greg Beer. And then, of course, last but not least, Rainbow Bar and Grill with our buddy. That's in West Hollywood, California. Our buddy Nick Fuoco hosting Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays. And hopefully we'll get back to all that very soon. But again, check out all our stuff. Anything, just type in Get Real Global and you'll fucking find it. But this show is produced by Get Real Global Entertainment LLC. I don't know who those wonderful people are, but they pay for our show every week. Oh, wait, that's us. Anyway, next on up. Here we go. All right. So this Friday, go check out Lillian Sin and Ahmed Hair's tea party. It's going to be at the CIA, which is the Center for Abnormal Arts in North Hollywood, California. I believe it's on Burbank Boulevard. Go check the show out this Friday night. I believe show starts at like 8 o'clock. So get on down there. It's $25 at the door, I believe. So check it out and make sure you go check that show out. It's going to be a lot of fun. And next up, we have our featured guest for tonight, the Fallen Electric.
Hey, thank you.
Here, and this is Joe from the Fallen Electric. What's up today? How's it going?
Hi, doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. We're very glad to have you. I was listening to your, watching your music video and listening to some of your songs. So great,
you're awesome.
Great stuff. Yeah, it's rocking stuff, dude. Seriously, like rocking.
Very good.
It's very, very, very good.
Yeah. So,
tell us.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm the lead guitarist of the Fallen Electric. I've been with the band since about, give or take, 2016-ish. The band's been around since 2012. And that's with founders Jimmy and Drew. Now, they couldn't be here, but hopefully, you know, I'll do them proud here. But they were doing the thing as a three-piece band for a very long time. At a certain point, they invited me over for like a jam session on a Saturday around 2018, summer of 2018. And I show up. I happen to just know all of the songs that they play. on top of that, I was already a fan of the band. So the fact that they were interested in just meeting with me and having me go over and jam was a treat. I thought I was just going to go jam with them.
Yeah.
Come to find out after a couple of those jam sessions, they're just like, hey,
we want you.
Yeah, I think we're about to become a four-piece band.
Wow, that's and awesome. So,
and it's been great ever since. I mean, granted, just like many other bands that might share this pain, you know, there was a revolving door of drummers, but now we have Charles, who we just fell in love with him as soon as he joined the group, and he's been our drummer over the course of the last year or so. And he's been great. He's so easy to work with. And yeah, I mean, it's not a Spinal Tap situation where
yeah,
a bunch of drummers just blowing up on you.
Right. So there's four, you said, right?
Right. Right. Yeah.
You want to name them?
Yeah, sure. So it's Jimmy and Drew, the founders of the band. There's Charles, on drums. And then of course I'm Joe.
Okay, Joe. Now there's four of you guys, mm-hmm, all guys.
Yep.
Who's the funny one? Who's the serious one? Who's the silly one? I'm sure you got like a mix, right?
Sort of. Nobody will admit this, but I'm pretty sure I'm the funny one.
And, okay.
I mean, everybody, I think everybody shares in the wackiness. There's no shortage of trash talking and just kind of jabbing each other on a day to day.
So it makes a really good time when you guys are working out, huh?
We jive pretty well. Yeah, I would say.
That's great. Yeah. So what's your new stuff? What are you coming out with now?
Well, just recently, probably just a little over, not even, I think just a little over a month ago, we put out our most recent single called Move to the Sound. Okay. And then just shortly thereafter, a couple days later, we it's funny because it was only 3 days between that release of Move to the Sound and the actual music video.
Okay.
We recorded the music video to Move to the Sound ourselves in one of our friends' practice studio.
And
that's why you'll notice a bunch of like guitars on the wall and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So,
we shot it in-house. We realized that Charles, our drummer, possessed a GoPro. So we're just like, let's put that thing to use. And and with the help of our friend Hillary, we shot the whole thing ourselves. I edited it throughout the course of the next day and a half.
So you edit too? Wow.
Yeah, I put it together, and I thought it came out pretty serviceable. The guys were pretty happy with it. We put it out 3 days after the single came out. So it took like a day and a half for me to just get everything going, and we put it out, and it's been great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
This is a new age. I mean, because other artists, I mean, they would talk about taking a whole year to do stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and getting an editor and, you know, film producer. It's like crazy. But now we could do. You said how long did it take you to do it?
Like we shot it in 4 hours, and I edited. It took me like a day and a half to edit it.
Unbelievable. Welcome to the 21st century, right?
No kidding. I mean, that's one of the good things about the 21st century, at least, that it's not as difficult as it might have been 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
When you really had to reach out to like a pro, go to a studio, pay thousands of dollars to get a semi-quality thing.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, you guys are very talented, I'll tell you that. What are some of the songs she's going to be playing for you tonight?
Well, I would hope that she plays the new single, Move to the Sound.
Okay.
Also, right before COVID hit, we put out Midnight Drive. So that would be awesome to get to listen to, because right when we put it out, I would say maybe just weeks later after that, COVID hit, and it didn't really get the love that I think it deserved. And the reason I say that is because that one, the lead singer on that one is our bassist Drew, and he's not normally the lead singer. It's Jimmy. And so Drew and I harmonize throughout the verses. Jimmy comes in on the choruses, and I thought it was something special because it was the first, it was our producer's most favorite song too. So
really,
we got a lot of love.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit and just kind of spun everything out.
Yeah. It messed up a lot of stuff. Did you know anybody who got sick from it?
Oh, tons of people.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I work in a warehouse, and just half of that warehouse was out throughout like the whole month of December, pretty much.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it still blows me away to think that, you know, that happened. I don't know. I just have a hard time believing it. It just seems like it was a bad dream, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. It was.
It
was tough on everybody, on the band. Yeah. We were uncertain about what direction the band was supposed to be taking at a certain point.
I bet.
This goes for everybody. Everybody was freaked out during those first couple of months, I would say.
Yeah.
And then after we kind of had a good handle on what the situation was, we started, I wouldn't call it brave, but we just were just like, well, if we just kind of practice on opposite side of the room.
Yeah, let's do our thing, right?
Yeah, let's just, let's not let this dwindle. You know,
right.
let's keep ourselves warm, because at a certain point, you know, the world's going to open back up.
Right.
And we just need to be ready. And
you have to keep getting fresh, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then around this time last year, we had started to invite Charles, who's our current day drummer, to start learning all of our songs. And, you know, it may not seem like a lot, but when we play a lot of these shows, we end up going 4 hours sometimes, most of the time.
Oh, wow.
So we do 4 hour shows. We have a lot of original material, but to fill in those other holes, we play our favorite covers. So here's
don't blame me.
Here's 4 hours worth of music. Go.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, do you kind of like mix other stuff in there too, or?
I mean, it's we get our inspiration from a lot of '90s grunge alternative. So okay. That's our pride and joy right there. That entire era is the era that at least Jimmy and I grew up with. Mm-hmm. And the guys, Drew and Charles, they love that stuff too. So it's not difficult to agree on a song we could cover. If anything slows us down on picking a cover song, it's picking which one we should do first, because there's a whole laundry list of covers that we want to do. And
right.
But it's a great fun time. It's definitely a way to get rid of some pent up energy. That's for sure.
Exactly. I could imagine. Yeah. Now tell me, I'm asking this for the listeners. I think I kind of know, but what is the category you guys are in?
I would, you want the short answer or the long answer?
Give it to me, whatever you got.
Well, I would say it's alternative rock, but when you say alternative rock in 2021, it's not the same alternative rock that I might have grown up with back in the 90s. So
okay.
it's 90s inspired alternative rock, I would say.
But it's not classic rock, right?
Well, I don't know. Are the 90s considered classic rock now in 2021?
Maybe.
About, what, 25 years for something to be considered classic, right?
That's true, yeah.
I think we're there.
Yeah, I think you're there, yeah. I mean, I never would have thought I'd be called a baby boomer, but I am, you know? So I don't know when it happened, but it happened.
No kidding. Time moves fast. Faster than you would think.
Tell me about it. But yeah, so maybe it's classic rock.
Well, with the new age spin, I mean, there's a lot of new bands that we love. I mean, I'm not going to knock what's going on right now in the rock and roll scene.
Right.
Now, granted, those bands don't probably get the love that they deserve on the radio play, but they're out there. They're out there. They're making their noise. They're pounding the pavement. So. We respect the hell out of those bands. I mean, we're talking bands like, Jimmy Eat World, the Killers, Kings of Leon, Arctic Monkeys, things like that, mm-hmm. that are still rocking. You know, they probably have been with us already for 10 years, which also moved pretty quickly, but
yeah, right.
They still got love here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, listen, classic rock is awesome. You guys' music is awesome. I mean, I consider classic rock to be the music that I can understand. I mean, I hate to say that, or I don't even know if I'm describing it right, but that's how I look at it, you know?
Right,
so
right.
If you consider it a classic rock, I guess that's why I liked what I saw, you know, and heard. So you guys are going to go places, I can tell. Did you ever think about adding a woman?
You know, it's come up. It's come up, especially, you know, since I mentioned that we do cover songs. Whenever like No Doubt or Paramore come into the conversation, we're like, well, we can't sound like, you know, like them, but we can sure as hell try. I mean, maybe. Who knows? I'm not against it. You know, we could use a keyboard player, I would say. And if she can sing, by all means, that's something that we would definitely consider.
Well, that probably wouldn't be hard to find. Mm-hmm. I don't think. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's doing keyboard today, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you're a producer, you know how to play keyboard, and if you don't, you're really reaching there.
Yeah, big time. So, you got your album. What's your album called?
Well, we've actually been releasing singles. We do have
nothing
an
wrong with that.
It's a demo album that we released in 2018. And it's called Never Seen the World, but mm-hmm. it was recorded in a garage. The quality is not great. It's still out there. It's on Apple Music and Spotify and all that good stuff. You can listen to those, but you'll see a difference, a night and day difference between that demo album, Never Seen the World, with our most recent singles. Ever since we got up a hold of this producer over at Syrian Productions. They've been doing great work for us. They're fans of ours, which helps, you know, they know how to treat the music and how to balance everything out the way we want it without asking them.
Right. Oh, and that's cool.
Yeah. So it's a nice symbiotic relationship that we've developed with those guys.
You guys mesh well together.
Exactly. Yeah. And those most recent singles, we first came out with Listen, Only UIC, Never Seen the World, Midnight Drive. And now most recently, we've come out with Move to the Sound. Later on in the year, around wintertime, we'll likely come out with our newer single that's not out yet called Circles. So, but we've been playing it ever since we wrote it live. So if you've attended our live shows, you've heard it. So
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to find out what we're going to play.
Okay.
Jennifer's having some technical difficulties, which is okay because I love talking to you. So
thank you. I don't know if this makes a difference, but I can probably play them from my end.
Well, which one were you thinking to play?
Well, I was hoping to play the single Move to the Sound.
Okay, let's do it. So I forgot to say, or you didn't say what the name of that one was.
Move to the Sound.
Okay. Now we're going to play a couple more, mm-hmm. But what is the next one?
The next one would be Midnight Drive. That's the one that I said that didn't get the love it deserved before COVID hit. So that
cool.
Would be
cool. I want to hear that.
Yeah.
All right, so we're listening to LA Talk Radio, and hit it. I really liked that one. I did. I think I liked the first one too, but I really liked that one.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do next?
It'd be cool to listen to Never Seen the World. That one's we redid that one, and it was the single for our demo album. So, I mean, you can even check both out and put them side to side. This Never Seen the World version is awesome.
All right. So we're listening to The Fallen Electric. Real Jenny Talk on the Block. That was awesome. You guys are really talented.
Yeah, thank you.
Seriously. And I'm sorry, but I think of that as like classic rock because I can understand everything and I can just go, go away, you know? I really liked it.
Apprehension makes a cat classic rock.
Maybe you don't want to tell anybody that, but hey.
Well, I mean, music these days is a little different. So the way that some of these guys sing their songs is, you know how, like, when you think you know the words of the song, but you end up just kind of mumbling through them?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they sound like?
Exactly. I know. It's like, pronunciate.
Yeah.
But I loved it. It was really good. What's the next one we're going to do?
Let's do Only You I See. In fact, this is my favorite one to play live.
Okay. We are listening to The Fallen Electric on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Thank you. Yeah. Hit it.
Taking it in always.
hit the drum. I was like, oh, that was awesome.
Thank you. Great job.
Yeah. I want you to tell the listeners where everybody could find you. If you want me to be in one of your videos, I can do that.
Yeah, we can go on that. Well, huh? Everybody can find us on obviously on Instagram. That's the big one right now. At The Fallen Electric. If you want to find all of our links, you can go to thefallenelectric.com. If you just type in The Fallen Electric on Google, you can pretty much find all of our stuff, including YouTube and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Well, you guys are awesome. I mean, very, very good stuff. In fact, I'm going to, Google it and listen to some of it while I'm cleaning my dishes. Seriously, I'm not even joking. Yeah. And so where are you guys going to be next?
Well, we play this Saturday, July 17th, over at the OC Fair. The OC Fair is back. They're opening back up on Friday, and we're one of the first bands that's going to be playing their Plaza stage Saturday, the 17th, at 11:30 a.m. And the following Saturday, the 24th, will be at the Canyon Inn in Yorba Linda. We go on at 9:30. That's another one of those four-hour shows that we're playing.
Yeah.
As well as on July 29th, that's a Thursday, we're playing at we're doing the Wet and Wild Bike Night in Westminster for the it's going to actually be at the Harley-Davidson dealership there in Huntington Beach.
Cool. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast.
Now, if you had a girl.
Angels there doing dunk contests. It's going to be great.
Oh, it sounds it. Now, if you had a girl, you can have her sit on one of the cars, do some posing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So I'm so glad you came on the show. And I'm so glad I got to hear your music, because now I have another fan favorite. Are you guys, you said you're on Spotify?
We're on Spotify. We're pretty much on all the platforms. So find us there. Add us to your playlist. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to definitely do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
No, the pleasure's all mine. Thanks for having me.
And Jennifer said to say she was sorry. She had some technical difficulties and she wasn't able to come back. But she told me to tell you, please come back. If you guys, you know, doing some other stuff or you just want to give a shout out, whatever you want to do. Come back and see us.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, it would be our pleasure. Yeah, even if it's talk trash, we can just come on.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna sound like Jenica. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. can I plug something real quick?
Go for it.
Yeah, so I do a podcast too. So if anybody wants to listen to my shenanigans, I'm at foobarshow.com, foobarshow.com. You can hear us on all podcast platforms too.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Well, like I said, thank you for coming. Mm-hmm. And you want to give any other shout outs or say anything else?
I mean, just thank you guys for allowing us to come on and feature the music. Shout out to all the venues that we're playing this year. You know, it wasn't as difficult to book these shows again. You know, they needed bands. We were more than willing to do it. I want to thank the guys, Jimmy, Drew, and Charles, who couldn't be here. You know, they were here in spirit, and I'm sure that when they listen to it, I'll make them proud for sure.
Yeah, I think they'll like how you did it, because I think you did a good job.
Right on, thank you.
So you could be the face of the band now.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you for coming. Yeah. Now we're going to be next week. We're going to be having let me think. Oh, it is a hard rock band. And the name is called Celebrity Stalkers. They're going to be with us next week. And we are going to be rocking out with them. You know them?
Yeah. Rocked out with the guitarist over the weekend at a metal show in Orange.
Cool. Yeah, I guess you guys like find your way to each other, huh?
No, yeah, good band. Everybody listen to those guys. They're fun.
Yeah, all right. That's going to be cool. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Yeah.
And Jenny is going to be back next week, so you guys don't have to worry. All the cursing can begin, and, you know, she could finish doing her little spiel that she does. Jenny is so raw. Like, I mean, seriously, she is the realest person I've ever met in my whole life. I don't know about you, but she's, like, so real.
Yeah.
I mean, but, yeah, so, again, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And we hope to see you soon. And this is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. So we have a couple minutes here, and I wanted to talk about my book titled A Letter to God. It is a gripping, gripping book about my life, and it's an inspirational book. And basically, it'll have you on the edge of your seat. That is for sure, without a doubt. So you want to check it out? You can check it out on Amazon and Barnes and Nobles, and you're just going to look up A Letter to God by China Myers. This is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Thank you so much, listeners. We appreciate you tuning in and listening to us and checking us out. Jenny is amazing, and I just am so blessed to be one of her co-hosts. I mean, she just does amazing work, and she tries to help people, and she's one of, like, the best people I've met in a long time, and I just have to honestly say that. So, guys, if you like the show, please come and check us out, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, and you're going to hear all kinds of artists, talented artists, and people who are moving forward in the entertainment industry. And this is the place to do it, because we're going to ask you real questions and we're going to be real with you, and you're going to have a good time. So basically, if you want to have a good time, come to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. All right. Now, like I said, our next guest next week will be a hard rock band, and they are called Celebrity Stalkers. I'm excited to hear them because I guess I'm kind of getting into hard rock now. But this band that was just here today, Fallen Electric, they were kind of like hard rock and kind of classic too. So I like that as well. You know, I kind of grew up on that stuff. But I'm liking all kinds of rock now, different stuff too. So I'm just not R&B. I mean, I was just R&B, but now I'm changing. It's like I could add a little versatility to my life, right? Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. So, like I said, come back and see us again and listen in to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. I am co-host China Myers, and we would be the most entertaining radio station on the network, on any network, actually. I mean, because you're going to hear real talk, and you're going to hear laughter, you're going to hear people laughing, and you're going to hear all kinds of people just being themselves and having a good time. So if you want to hear that stuff and you want to listen to talented artists, come and check us out. You know, basically, that's all you have to do. It's not hard. Just find us, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Rock Live Radio. You can check that out and find us. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. Basically, don't worry. Just click on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block and you'll find us. All right. So I appreciate everyone listening again. It's great to have listeners, and we really look forward to entertaining you guys. And we look forward to you guys coming back every week. Wednesday, Eastern time is 7:50, and LA time is, I think it's 5:50. So don't hesitate to check us out, please. And like and subscribe on Facebook. And send, you know, likes and comments and everything on Facebook and Instagram. LA Talk Radio, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. All right? So you can find it anyway.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.